Well, good morning. It's good to see everybody pretty much back already and on this kind of a crazy cold morning. I was saying something earlier when some of the folks were first coming in. I said, what is going on this year? In January and February, we've had snow and fog and it always happens on a Sunday. But it is good to see all of you. We want to welcome you. We're glad that you're here today on this first Sunday in Lent, as we will be sharing at the table in a little while and receiving of God's grace in that moment. And always look forward to the time at the table this morning. But we are so glad that you're here. We want to welcome those that may be listening online later this week. And so as we begin, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria. Join together for our call to worship. Oh God, you are a hiding place for us.
You deserve us from trouble.
Let us lift our praise and prayers to God.
For in times of distress, God is with us.
Lord, teach us the Lenten way as we go.
God's steadfast love always surrounds us.
So let us sing our songs of praise. Well, let's join together there. And if you happen to have a hymn book, it's 663. Or you can follow along on your little slip I hope you grabbed. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the child and forever redeemed. Join together then for our opening prayer. God, our Creator and companion, your love is as fresh as the new day, rising like the sun to guide us. In Christ you walk with us, revealing our weaknesses, yet offering us hope. In this season of Lent, open us to the new possibilities you create for us. Amen. You may be seated. I apologize about my voice. If you were here for Ash Wednesday, I was struggling that night. So I'm trying to hold on to my voice. So the choir's coming and are going to sing for us. Thank you. I know it's kind of an imperfect situation, but we wanted to go ahead and have the choir have a chance to play. And, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do, how I'm going to meet with the kids here. Maybe we'll all go back here on the carpet. Come on. Come on, guys. Here we come. Oh my gosh, it is so good to see you. I know some of you have been wrestling for a month or two. Did you do well? Great. Yes. Now, is that all done by age? Or is it by grade? Or how is that? Okay, you guys do weight too then, don't you? Okay. All right. Well, great. So it is good to see you all back. And this begins the season of Lent. Now, does anybody know what Lent is? What is the season of Lent all about?
It's 40 days preparation for Easter.
Yes, that's right. 40 days preparation for Jesus' crucifixion and for Easter Sunday, on the day that we celebrate that Jesus was resurrected from the dead. And that's exactly right. And Lent has been a season in the church since the pretty much the very beginning. Not fully the beginning, but later on it began. And it gave the church a opportunity for people to look at their hearts and ask God for forgiveness in their lives. And that's why we practice that even to this day. We do that every month when we celebrate communion. We always do that with our prayer of confession. And sometimes you guys are not always there. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're downstairs. But today you're going to be with us. So, and then we also pray a confession when we pray the Lord's Prayer. Does anybody know which part that is? No, not the Gloria Patri, but the Lord's Prayer. What part, where does it say in the Lord's Prayer that we ask for forgiveness? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Or some churches you go to, it says forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Some churches say forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And those are all ways that we make confession to God in our lives to seek God's forgiveness in life. You know, when we sin, when we do things wrong. And we can always ask God. Here's the thing I want you to realize, is we never have to be afraid to tell God if we mess up. Because all we have to do is say, God, I messed up. I hit my sister the other day. Or I told a lie to my teacher or something like that. Now, you don't have to go telling everybody that, but you can talk to God about it and say, God, I realize I shouldn't have done that. Please forgive me. And you know what? He said he always will forgive us because he is good and faithful to us because he loves us so much. And that's a practice that we can have a part of our lives. And during Lenten season, we emphasize that. Drawing close to God during that season, humbling ourselves in various ways. Now, we're going to begin, the adults are going to begin, we're going to begin through the Lenten season talking about flourishing. Does anybody know what it means to flourish? What does that mean? If I say, man, I've really been flourishing in life, what do you think that means? Everything's been going good? Yes. Means everything's been going good. It's been going well. Can you tell when you're having a bad day? Okay, yeah, we all can tell that. Yeah. Can you tell when you're having a good day? Yes, we can. So could you imagine if every day was a good day? Wouldn't that be great? Ah, now, we know that that doesn't always happen. Sometimes we have bad days. But you know what? I think God wants us to have good days. I really do. I think God wants us to have good days. And we're going to talk about flourishing by looking at Jesus' teachings on the Sermon on the Mount called the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes, yes. And they are little blessings that Jesus spoke over his followers' lives. And so maybe we today can say, wow, Jesus spoke blessings over us. What are those blessings? Well, we're going to talk about them and look at them. But today, I'm going to focus on what a beatitude means and how does it relate to flourishing in our lives. Because God wants us to have good days. And when we have bad days, which we will, we have to remind ourselves that Jesus spoke blessings over us so that even though it's a bad day, we can say, thank you, God, that this can still be a good day because you're with me and you love me and you're blessing my life. All right? Okay, you guys can go back to your seats. Oh no, I forgot to say something about getting maybe some coloring sheets or some other things for them back there that they can use since we have so many of them today if they need to. We're going to go to our time of prayer, and maybe you have a joy or concern you would like to share with us this morning rather quickly. And so let's do that this morning. Somebody.
Unspoken.
Okay. All right. Somebody else? Yep.
For the last 2 weeks, I've been dealing with shingles. And I just want to prayers for it to help go away. I think it's the worst of it has gone by. But, man, it just lingers.
When you said something about that on Facebook, I thought, thank God I got my vaccine.
I was thinking, I probably should think about getting that. And then, boom.
Yeah, well, because there was years ago, there were two or three people in our church that had them. My mother-in-law, painful.
So painful.
Painful. And I am very thankful, yes. But yes, you're not the only ones. We prayed for folks in the past about that. Yes, yeah, so for Carrie, for shingles. Somebody else? Yep. Yeah. Unspoken, okay.
Jason, like 2 weeks ago, I said something about a Mindy having breast cancer. She does have breast cancer. She goes in a couple weeks over in Columbus and has a breast reduction, and then she will be having radiations for 6 weeks, 5 days a week.
Can you fill out one of the, not now, but later, one of the prayer slips, and I'll get that, and we'll put her on the monthly. You said Mindy, right? Okay, I wanted to make sure I heard that right. Okay, so we want to pray for Mindy with breast cancer. And it's going to be going through surgery and radiation.
My Uncle Mike was put into hospice a couple days ago. He's in Missouri.
Yeah. So we want to pray for Mike,
yes,
and Linda's family, yes, and with putting him in hospice, that's never easy during those times. And thank God the hospice workers are just wonderful. Yes, they are. Somebody else, yeah.
The Ashley Flynn family.
Yes.
It's terrible.
somebody else.
Keep Connie and her family in her prayers.
Yes, I have them, the Clevenger family. Connie lost her sister. We've been praying for her on and off, probably over a year or maybe longer. And, she had all kinds of health issues. Somebody else?
For Georgia and Deanna.
Yeah. I have Georgia. She's going in for surgery tomorrow. So we want to remember. And maybe a little bit later on, a couple of you that are close to her, maybe you can just lay your hands on her when we're praying. And we're going to be asking God's touch on her as she goes through that surgery. Deanna, do you want to share anything or just kind of keep it? Okay, that's fine. But please keep Deanna in your prayers. Somebody else. Yep. Yes, Barney. We want to remember Barney. I already wrote him down. Having some, I don't know if it's cellulitis or what's all going on there, but she said he's already been to the emergency room on antibiotic. And he definitely needs our prayers and some panicky things there too. Some anxiety with that. So somebody else. Yep. Okay, so we want to remember Kathy in our prayers. Someone else?
Brad and I have a joy, besides just being here, which is a tremendous joy. Erin finished her class and passed her test, and she attached a new accreditation to her lawyer certificate, expert in child welfare care. Mm. No raise with that, but it's on there.
Yeah, yeah. And that's all, even from way at the beginning, she always wanted to focus in that area. With families and helping kids and stuff like that. So that's great. That's great. Somebody else.
Larry Lyons' family in the Christiansburg. Larry died suddenly this week. He was the pie maker at the restaurant.
Yes, he
was.
Hmm.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, Loretta's. Oh, my gosh.
He had those, huh? Somebody else. And what's her first name?
Dorothy.
Dorothy. Okay. We'll remember Dorothy this morning in our prayers. Somebody else?
Just unspoken, please.
Okay, unspoken. Anyone else? We want to remember Doug, who's doing very well. I talked to Jody this week, a couple days ago. He is already out in the shed, and she said, well, I got to work to keep him from doing things that he shouldn't be doing. And I talked to Jeannie. She said everything's going well, and, as what she had, both Doug and Jeannie had shoulder surgery. So we want to remember both of those as they are recovering and complete healing. Cindy is doing well. Her husband, Mark, has been posting things on Facebook and kind of keeps us all updated on her after her surgery. And I'll probably be finding out more here in the weeks to come if she's going to have any other treatments. So anybody else? Anybody else? Okay, well, there's lots of needs that have been mentioned today, and we definitely want to lift up all of those and give you a chance to maybe pray as some of those names and situations maybe come to your mind, and also you can lift up anything there, something you couldn't share, and then I'll come and close this out. Thank you. Lord, we are just grateful for your loving presence in our lives as we have entered this Lenten season. Lord, we are grateful that your mercy, your loving kindness, your faithfulness, your grace extends to us in all sorts of ways, and your mercy, and that we can turn to you anytime in our lives and reach out to you and receive of your grace. And Lord, as we walk through this season of 40 days, we ask that you will just guide us, lead us, draw us closer to you. Help us to take time during this season to draw closer through devotions, through scripture reading, through prayer, through charitable practices, other things that you might lay on our heart, that we might serve you, fulfill your will, and be a blessing, and draw closer to your heart during this season. Thank you that you call your church to humble themselves and to pray and to fast and to turn from our wicked ways that we might be healed and made whole and be a blessing in our world. So thank you for that. Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned for Barney, Kathy, Georgia, Deanna, Carrie, Mindy, Mike, Dorothy, Doug, Jeannie, Cindy, God, each one of them that we have lifted up, that you will be with them, that you will bring healing and recovery, those that are going in for surgery, that you will guide and direct and mend. Lord, those that are entering close to the final time of their life, God, for peace and grace, Lord, and faith in the midst of all of that. Those that are in need of healing, God, may they reach out and trust you, and that you would extend your mercy and grace to them in this time and give them that strength that they need. Lord, we lift up the Clevenger family, Lord, and the Flynn family and the Lyons family, God, with the loss of these loved ones. May you grant your peace and your grace and your comfort in this time as only you can do, your peace that passes all understanding. Lord, we lift up the unspoken needs too, God, that you would extend your grace and your hand in those situations as we trust you for all of that. And Lord, we ask that you will bless the rest of our time as we break the bread of your word and begin to look at Jesus' teachings and what he taught us about being a flourishing people and what you call us to be in this world. Guide us and speak to us, we pray. And then as we spend the time at the table today, may you grant your grace and speak to our hearts and be with us and grace us with your very presence as we share of the emblems. Thank you for that. Thank you for this time together. Bless, we pray, as we ask all of this in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thy peace. Well, thank you for praying with us this morning, and we appreciate that, and I'm sure those that we're praying for appreciate that too. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving, and so as our usher or ushers, probably two, are going to be helping us out here, they're going to be moving from the back forward today. So God bless you as you give today. Join together there in the bulletin for our dedication. Lord, we offer our gifts and thanks for all the good things you provide. Bless them so they may be a source of blessing for others. Amen. And you may be seated. Move this stuff around here a little bit. Our scripture reading today is coming from Matthew this morning. Matthew chapter 5, and I'm going to read all of the Beatitudes, and then probably over the next few weeks we'll look at them maybe two by two or something of that nature. So when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside. And after he sat down, and the disciples gathered around, Jesus began to teach them. Fortunate are those who are poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Fortunate are those who mourn. They will be consoled. Fortunate are those who are gentle. They will inherit the earth. Fortunate are those who hunger and thirst for justice. They will be satisfied. Fortunate are those who show mercy. They will be shown mercy. Fortunate are those whose hearts are clean. They will see God. Fortunate are those who work for peace. They will be called children of God. Fortunate are those persecuted for God's way. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Fortunate are you when others insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of slander against you because of me. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward in heaven is great. They persecuted the prophets before you in the same way. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God would add his reading to the his blessing to the reading of the word today. and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us. Amen and amen. Well, there was an older couple in their 80s in the church, and they had been married over 50 years, and the pastor was talking with them one Sunday about the longevity in their marriage. And so people began asking questions, and somebody asked what they would do to help keep being married that long. And the wife said, "Well, he's just been so good to me. He's taken me on trips, and I just love it." And somebody said, "Well, what was something?" Well, she said, "For the 25th anniversary, he took me to Australia, and we loved it." And somebody asked, "Well, what did he do for your 50th? She said, "Oh, I went back and got him." You got to have a good sense of humor for that. I want to talk to you this morning about the good news of the Beatitudes. The good news of the Beatitudes I've always loved music since I was a kid. Music has been part of my life, on the radio, out in the barns, hymns in church, my parents' albums that were all on a shelf down in the basement by the stereo. Some of them, boy, I wish I had a few of those Elvis Presley ones. They might be worth some money today, I don't know. The 8-track that they had, I mean, remember that? Mom and Dad put an 8-track player in the car. I remember my first record player, and I could play 45s and 33s on those, and then eventually cassettes, and I kind of stopped there, but yes, CDs, and then today my phone is filled with 800 and some songs. So music has always been. I used to save some of the money my dad sent me in college so that I could go buy the latest cassettes of my favorite bands. And one of the things I loved is when my favorite bands started to issue greatest hits albums. I loved those because they were all the songs that I loved the most on the various albums through the years. Today, what we call the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 through 7, is a collection of the greatest hits of Jesus' teachings. And he begins with a series of beatitudes that challenge our notions about who is fortunate or blessed and what is flourishing and what that entails. Okay, I have a question for you. How many of you would say, "My life is flourishing"? Now, you don't have to raise your hands. You can answer it in your head. My life is flourishing. Probably more realistic, we could probably say, "Well, my life is flourishing in some areas, and then in others, well, maybe more work needs to be done there." And if you're not flourishing, then you might be languishing. And here's the definition of that: a state of stagnation or emptiness that hinders motivation and joy. Now, sometimes we have days like that, don't we? Where motivation and joy just seems to be kind of on the back burner. Today, as we begin a series on the Beatitudes, we're going to consider what flourishing entails and how the Beatitudes affect our flourishing. So today, we're going to be focusing specifically on that. Next week, we're going to be tying that in with the reign of God or the kingdom of God and what that means. So let's look there. Jesus' words, if you're using your outline this morning, Jesus' words shape human flourishing. Like I was saying with the kids a little bit ago, we have to remember Jesus spoke these over us, spoke these over his followers, spoke these over his disciples as he sent them forth. And he speaks them over us today as well. Contrary to popular opinion, the Beatitudes Jesus spoke are not about human happiness. Although you'll hear preachers and writers and stuff like that talk about that, the focus is not on happiness per se, because happiness is a subjective feeling. I can be happy about something my wife says to me at one moment, and the next moment not be happy about something she said to me. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, that's because that's the way feelings are. And same her. I mean, she probably feels the same way about me or something I say to my son or whatever. Jesus was not declaring how we feel. He was declaring how we flourish under certain circumstances as we follow him. And we'll look at those circumstances as we move on through the series. Because the Beatitudes Jesus spoke express clear blessings, there's your next word, to certain persons. Such blessings that God or Jesus spoke over us are bestowed and received because we have a relationship with God through Jesus. And that's, we have to remind ourselves that that is true. These blessings not only grace us, in other words, help us through, give us strength to press on, but they enable us in specific ways. And we'll look at those ways as we go through. That can alter, listen to this, our languishing spirits, which ends up altering our futures. Because how we respond in these certain circumstances can either bring us down more or help us to flourish. Because we all know problems aren't going to go away. Pain is not going to go away unless God does some kind of miracle or something. Those things are a part of life. Difficulties, struggles, they're not just going to disappear one day. And so we have to be able to take a hold of those blessings and say, hey, Jesus spoke these blessings over me. I'm going to hold on to them in the midst of what I'm facing. And the Beatitudes Jesus spoke express the applause, there's your next word, the applause of heaven for certain situations. And I'm going to say more about that applause and where I got that from here in a little bit. But this is kind of conveyed in two ways with two words. And I happen to, if you grab the sermon outline, you see the two words. One's a Hebrew word in the Old Testament, and one is a Greek word in the New Testament. And they're significant because of what they mean. In the Old Testament or the Hebrew Bible, that's HB there, if you were looking, wondering what that was, God designates, notice what I'm saying there, God designates certain persons as eshrei, fortunate, well off, blessed, because they live faithfully, reverently, humbly, and wisely. Now, I could have spent a whole message just talking about that and breaking that all down, because it's found all throughout the Old Testament scriptures. But I just summarized it there for you to get an idea. And Ellen Chari, in her book that talks about flourishing, and she also wrote a commentary on Psalms 1 through 50, she calls this the Asheristic way of living. And she said that that flows from God's shalom. Not just peace, but wholeness that God wants us to have. God commends wholeness, and it's held out into our lives so that others will see and say, wow, why do they seem to keep it all together even though everything's falling apart? Now, granted, we all struggle with that, don't we? We all struggle at times when everything falls apart. You know, we can get angry, we can get frustrated, we can get whatever. Those are real emotions and feelings and everything we have. But there is something that Jesus has spoken over us, these blessings, these beatitudes, that will help us to live differently so that others will see and follow. Now, in Matthew, Jesus designates certain persons as Makarios. Makarios. That, when you see the beginning of most of you, if you've ever read the Beatitudes, it says, blessed are the poor in spirit. The blessed are is the Greek word Makarios. And it is the equivalent of Asherai. It means blessed. It means fortunate. But I found out doing some research way back last year when we were going through the Bible study through the Matthew and got here, it can mean free, listen to this, free from daily cares and worries. Now think about that for a minute. I started to think about that. I think, man, if I could just be free of daily cares and worries and just kind of move on with life, what, 70, 80% of what we, how we react, how we deal would kind of maybe disappear? I don't know. That doesn't mean that we're still going to face problems. And the reason that's true is because, as we will see when we go through this, they live according to the reign of the heavens. That's Matthew's version. Luke and Mark say the kingdom of God. And that's what I'm going to talk about next week, as revealed in Jesus and his teachings. Now, it's interesting that this Makarios, the Greeks used that word, and they thought of it when they heard that word as living close to the gods. And yes, I did say plural, because the Greeks and Romans, they believed in many gods and goddesses. But I thought about that. What if we saw that as living close to God, as living close to Jesus? Let me go back to that expression, the applause of heaven. Max Lucado, in the book entitled The Applause of Heaven, refers to the Beatitudes as Jesus speaking the applause of heaven over us. We're not just blessed, we're not just fortunate, but maybe we're approved, knowing that God is with us and we're trying to walk. In 1965, going back to music as I close here, during the Rolling Stones' fourth tour of the United States, guitarist Keith Richards suddenly sat down upon his bed one night in Harrison Hotel in Clearwater, Florida. He turned on his tape recorder and he played what Newsweek magazine called The Five Notes That Changed the World. It's the introduction to what would become the band's first number one hit in the U.S. and eventually became number one song on VH1's, anybody remember VH1? 100 Greatest Rock and Roll Hits of All Time list. Does anybody know the name of that song? I can't get no satisfaction. Interestingly, He wrote that, being from, they all were from England, he wrote that as a commentary on American society, which I did not know that till I read this. As I close out, maybe you feel you can't get no satisfaction. Maybe you feel you're languishing in life. Matthew recorded these words of Jesus for a group of struggling Christians in Antioch of Syria to hear and find meaning in their difficult settings that they were living in. With each pronouncement of the Beatitudes, I hope we too will hear Jesus saying, I declare by the power of my words that this is who you really are in the eyes of God. Remember who you are, be encouraged, and live according to the applause of heaven. And maybe that will help us see God in our walk with the Lord and how we face the circumstances of life in a new light during this Lenten season. Next week, we'll talk about the good news of the reign of the heavens. So, let's prepare our hearts for communion today. Now, I did not put a confession in the bulletin, which I realized after it was already copied and done, and that I did long ago before we had the PowerPoint. But I do have one this morning. And so I'm going to pray it, and I just pray that you will open your hearts up to God and receive of it also as we prepare to share at the table this morning. Let us pray. Merciful God, we confess our sin. We have found peace in Christ, but we are a people divided against ourselves and one another. We confess that we cling to the values of a broken world rather than the values of your Beatitudes and the reign of the heavens. Meet us with your grace at the table. In your mercy, heal us, forgive us, and set us free to serve the Jesus way in the world, that we may be agents of your reconciling love in Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, if you have opened your heart to receive of that, then I would encourage you to receive today from the Lord as we share at the table. I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses, those that are going to be helping us out this morning to serve. I just realized there's only one in there. Okay, we'll just hold off. Just hang on and we'll use it for the next one. Okay. on the night in which Jesus was handed over, he took the bread and gave thanks and he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's partake this morning. Everybody get served? Cup? Okay. I just wanted to make sure, so thank you. Later, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to his disciples and says, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink of it. In remembrance of me, let's partake this morning. The Apostle Paul told us, as often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. Well, take a few moments and greet one another and shake a few hands before we close out today. And because of the way I've been feeling, I will not be shaking hands after the service, just to be on the safe side.
Pastor Jason, praise the Spirit!
Did they win?
I'm not going to spoil it.
Ah, oh, come on.
We're going to announce.
She said yes. She was going to find out what the hockey game was. score was if we
what
got gold.
In overtime, we won.
Well, that's what happened to the girls. They won in overtime, too, didn't they? They won the gold. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Oh, Pastor Jason. She didn't get the text message.
I didn't know you had Bibles. She wasn't there yet. Maybe you said it.
No, it was a group.
I sent a group text.
It was hard at work. I put it in my bag.
Well, he has mine.
Certainly.
Linda Wilson, it said you responded to it.
That wasn't about that, I didn't think. I thought you said
Wait a minute, that was choir practice.
Yeah,
hold on a minute.
Yes.
Hold on a minute, here it is.
I just had a crash in my back. But it affected the nerves in my back.
You're right, you did not get it. Sorry.
Well, that's okay, I just...
All right, well, let's get ready to close out. Sing a very common one. You have to sing out because I can't sing very well today. Four verses there, Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come.
His
grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shine the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Let me say one thing before we close out with the benediction. Kids, you are wonderful today. Oh my gosh, I would have not even known you were in the service. You behaved so well, so. All right, well, let's join together there for our benediction. Return to God with all your heart, seek what is right, and trust in God as refuge.
God, who is near, be with us this Lenten season.
May God's wisdom guide our steps, God's love find us as we are, and God's grace strengthen us as we walk with Christ in this season and reflect his love. Amen.